Will the Senate please come to order, and will the members please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Phillips is excused from a call to the Senate this morning.
Please stand for the invocation by Major Larry Fankenhauser of the Salvation Army.
Good morning, Lord. For the opportunity to be of service in this state and in this nation, established by our forefathers as one nation under God, we thank you. We pray this day for each person gathered in this room and for those they represent. We seek that you would be in our minds and in our understanding, in our eyes and in our looking, in our mouths and in our speaking, in our hearts and in our thinking. Grant it, Lord, this day we pray. Amen.
Amen. Senator Donnelly, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 5th through 8th legislative days.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journals are approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I have two people in the gallery behind me that I'd like to introduce today. Both of them are staff. I would like to introduce staff to you so that you know who you'll be meeting and greeting in my office when you come up. The first one is an intern that I have in my office from the University of Alaska, and he's a fisherman from Petersburg and helping with fishing issues, is Sean O'Reilly. The second one most of you all know already, his name's Ian Fisk, and he's my front desk person this year, working with me also on fishing issues because Ian is a fisherman, and he also served in this body as a sergeant of arms for the last couple of years. And by the way, it's Ian's 30th birthday today that we want to wish him a happy birthday. So help me welcome Ian to the Year Gallery.
Senator Ward. Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a former staffer of mine, the person that drafted the privatization task force bill, which became law through this body. He is now the publisher of the Journal of Commerce and the Grove Gallery. If we could please welcome Craig Johnson.
If there are no further guests for introduction, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
The following reports are on file in the Office of the Secretary. Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Prevention and Response Fund Biennial Report, Fiscal Year 1999 to 2000. From Larry Dietrich, Director, Division of Spill Prevention and Response, Department of Environmental Conservation, in accordance with AS 4608060. In Alaska's Public School Funding Formula, a report to the Alaska State Legislature from Commissioner Shirley Holloway, Department of Education and Early Development, in accordance with Chapter 83, SLA 1998. That report has been distributed to all senators. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number one relating by Senator Green relating to Avalanche Awareness Month.
Resources.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate bill number 38 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, an act relating to a new optional group of persons eligible for medical assistance who require treatment for breast or cervical cancer and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Health and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citation honoring the Nikiski Middle High School football team, coaches and managers.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation on today's calendar is approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call, from Thursday, March 1st, afternoon plain time, to Tuesday, March 6th, evening plain time.
Without objection, Senator Wilkin will be excused as requested. And Senator Green?
Mr. President, I would ask to be excused from the call to chair on February the 8th and 9th and for personal business and until playing time on Monday the 12th.
Without objection, Senator Green will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Special orders? Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like permission of this body to speak about blessings.
Without objection, you have the floor under blessings.
Thank you. Mr. President, oftentimes we get so busy in our daily lives with a multitude of issues and things that are happening to our in our constituents' lives and not really taking the time to enjoy the joys that happen in our daily lives. And I just want to share with you all a special joy that happened to me yesterday. I became a grandma for the first time. And I welcomed A.C.J. Beach into my life, who weighs 7 pounds, 11 ounces, and I get really choked up. I was choked up with the mother and father, my daughter, Gidget Lincoln, and the father, Jay Beach. And she delivered a very healthy baby boy that was the most beautiful, the brightest child, and just was screaming and hollering in the phone at Grandma, saying, Grandma, I need to come visit you. So I just want to share that blessing with all of you.
They say a grandparent is the simplest device on earth. The smallest child can operate one. Further special orders. Senator Lehman.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday, September 17th.
Without objection.
January 17th.
Without objection, we are adjourned until tomorrow at 11 a.m.